You're listening to SBS News.
The ACTU's report, Changing the Rules for Working Women, says the gender pay gap is influenced by a number of factors. They include discrimination in hiring practices, women being disproportionately overrepresented in lower wage occupations and caring responsibilities, which often force women to leave the workforce for extended periods of time. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says workplace rules and structures have let women down.
We need to change the rules because at the moment in Australia, women are paid 14.6% less than men. It's also the case that women are much more likely to be in casual, insecure and contract work. They're not able to get the hours of work that they need, and in many cases, they're not able to accrue entitlements. Also, women are retiring with 47% less superannuation than men.
The report says women are impacted by the trend towards casual work, with more women than men employed on a casual basis. The ACTU says casual employees are more likely to be in industries and occupations increasingly subject to cuts in weekend and holiday pay, including hospitality, pharmacy, retail and fast food workers. Ms O'Neill says workers need more protections, not less.
Workplace laws need to change to support local women because they're mainly in casual and insecure jobs where they can't get enough hours work for what they need. This is really important because at the moment, Australia's wages are not keeping up with the cost of living to be able to get a fair wage, to be able to access paid leave if they're not well or if their kids are sick, and to be able to have a chance of getting enough superannuation.
The ACTU also wants a new expert gender equality panel to be established under the Fair Work Commission with the power to hear sexual harassment and sex discrimination claims. The panel would also be able to implement stronger pay equity provisions, with the commission legally required to promote equal pay for women. Ming Long is the executive chair of the Diversity Council of Australia. She doesn't believe a panel under the Fair Work Commission is the way to go when it comes to combating harassment.
You know, anything in respect to pay, then maybe they can look at that. But I think sexual harassment or discrimination claims actually is probably better not done within Fair Work, because all of that sort of stuff may not have a pay side to things. But certainly there needs to be a greater focus on harassment and discrimination, because we know absolutely it continues to exist within workplaces.
Ms Long says along with legislative changes, a cultural shift needs to occur to combat entrenched bias in the workplace. She says there's a power imbalance in society that has seen certain professions which are female-dominated undervalued.
We need to have a discussion in Australia about what values we're going to have and what then roles we're going to prioritise within society. So, you know, we need to value those who have caring responsibilities or people who help educate our next generation of kids as much as people that we say have roles within financial services. Why is a teacher, nurse or a preschool education, you know, person not an essential service and then paid accordingly?
Apart from the recommendations to abolish primary and secondary carer definitions and giving families 26 weeks parental leave to use how they please, a separate finding calls for parents to be given the right to family-friendly working hours rather than just the power to request them. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.